Unit 24, Red Lake High School Shooting. On March 23, 2005, 16-year-old Jeff Weiss killed his grandfather, 58-year-old police officer Gerald Lussier, and the man's 32-year-old girlfriend with a .22-caliber gun before taking his pistol and a shotgun, bulletproof vest, and squad car to Red Lake Senior High School in an Indian reservation near the Canadian border. As Weiss entered the school through a doorway with a metal detector, he shot to death Derek Brune, an unarmed guard. Then Weiss shot at 62-year-old teacher Neva Rogers, as well as some students, who fled into a classroom. He chased them and opened fire, killing Rogers and 5 students, injuring 14 boys, and then continued to wander through the school, firing randomly. The 7 death toll made it the nation's worst school shooting since April 1999, when 2 students killed 12 classmates, a teacher, and then themselves at Columbine High School in Colorado. 4 police officers entered, and Weiss fired on them as well. At least one officer returned fire, but it was unknown whether Weiss was wounded. Shortly afterward, Weiss went back into the classroom and shot himself in the head. There was no suicide note. Weiss was from the Ojibwa tribe, also known as the Chippewa, one of the poorest Indian tribes in Minnesota. His father committed suicide in 2001, and his mother stays in an old men's home for serious brain damage in a traffic accident. It was later reported that a person who had posted on the site of the Libertarian National Socialist Green Party identified himself as Jeff Weiss from the Red Lake Indian Reservation. The writer said he disliked interracial mixing among the American Indians. The Libertarian National Socialist Green Party issued a statement on its site confirming that Weiss posted messages there. The writer of those messages had 2 usernames, Native Nazi and Todesangel, which means Angel of Death in German. I stumbled across the site in my study of the Third Reich as well as Nazism, says a March 2004 post. I guess I've always carried a natural admiration for Hitler and his ideals and his courage to take on larger nations. Another 2004 posting says, as a result of cultural dominance and interracial mixing, there is barely any full-blooded natives left. Where I live, less than 1% of all the people on the reservation can speak their own language. Under a national socialist government, things for us would improve vastly, it said. That is why I am pro-Nazi. It's hard, though, being a Native American national socialist. People are so misinformed, ignorant, and close-minded. It makes your life a living hell. Native Nazi also said he was a member of the Ojibwa tribe, and both my parents were Native American. Though, from what I understood, I also have a little German, a little Irish, and a little French-Canadian in my blood as well. The idea of Weiss's joining a neo-Nazi group is not surprising. In America, people constantly run across Jewish Nazis, gay Nazis, blacks who wanted to be white supremacists. These are powerless people to whom images of powerful people are attractive.